everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. We will be at the Queen Mary tomorrow night for Halloween. It looks like it might be misty out there, rainy, foggy, and really in the Halloween spirit. So come on out and enjoy the Queen Mary Shipwreck for Halloween. QueenMaryShipwreck.com for your tickets, and or go to AMCO and get yourself a discounted ticket. Everybody loves those discounts, man. All right, and in about 15 minutes, we have an exceptionally popular and good CPA to tell you what your taxes are going to do under Obama and or actually, I shouldn't say and or McCain. It's not like they'll both be president. All right, we're going to do the news with Gina Grad, like we do every night around 9 o'clock. The news, everybody, with Gino, man.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Back up, back up.
What do you do? What do you do when they turn on what?
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
What do you do when they turn on what?
All righty, Gino, what's going on with that news, man?
Well, the World Series has wrapped itself up, and with the Phillies beating the Rays, they won in Game 5. I'm not sure if you knew, but that's what happened. And to commemorate this massive achievement by Philadelphia, Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig came out to present the Phillies with the honor of winning the World Series, but he was met with some mixed reviews from the crowd.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Bud Selig, man.
And the Commissioner of Baseball has a present for all of you. And, of course, the man who helped get you here, your president and CEO, Mr. Montgomery, Pat Gillick, your general manager, and your manager, Charlie Manuel. Mr. Commissioner.
Thank you, Jeannie. Well, on behalf of Major League Baseball, it is my pleasure to present to you the 2008 World Championship Trophy. It's been 28 years since Philadelphia last won a World Championship, 25 years since Philadelphia's won a championship, but here's the trophy. So Pat, Dave, and Charlie, you are the 2008 world champion.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're booing this guy.
Yeah, that was uncomfortable.
Yeah, I guess in Philly they boo everybody.
Well, I think a lot of people are still really pissed about that suspension.
Yeah, oh, the suspended game?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? It was raining.
They shouldn't have played it to begin with, though. You know, they should have waited. And I'm not sure how they restocked that stadium. You know, for the guys that got rained out of their seats on Monday, were they allowed to go on Wednesday and see the game?
Yeah, I figured it was like a, you know, one of those rain passes, rain checks.
I don't know how they did it, man.
They were not happy.
Ah, that's too bad. All right, they win the championship and they're still pissed. Philadelphia's great. All right, what else is going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, we are coming down to the final days of the presidential election.
Thank God.
And after speaking to all of the foreign dignitaries and all the politicians, Senator Barack Obama now has to answer to former Saved by the Bell star Mario Lopez.
Mm.
In this clip, Lopez asks Obama why the Latino community should get his vote.
Oh, wow, there's a hardball question.
Senator, many voters in the Latino community have conservative values. Why should we vote for you?
Well, you know, I think that the values of family and community and neighborhood have really been diminished in this economy where people are losing their homes, you know, people are losing jobs. You know, it's hard to afford sending your kid to college. And one of the things that we've been trying to fight for is that everybody gets opportunity, not just some. And the Latino community, I think, is an aspirational community. It doesn't want things for free. It works hard. It's a community that's filled with strivers. And I just want to make sure that hard work is rewarded. And that's not what's happening right now. We need to change.
What is he talking about here when he says this?
Not just some. And the Latino community, I think, is an aspirational community. It doesn't want things for free. It works hard.
Oh. When he says this, he says...
It doesn't want things for free. It works hard.
It doesn't want things... The Hispanics don't want things for free. They work hard.
Yeah.
Well, who wants... Who's lazy wants things for free?
What do you think he was
who's
trying
he comparing
to say?
It to?
Yeah.
It doesn't want things for free. It works hard.
I don't know, man.
I'm not touching that.
Yeah, I don't know. The white people in the valley? I don't know. That's a pretty big insult to everybody else.
Yeah,
the Latinos, they work their ass off, but you whites, blacks, and Asians, man.
Jesus
you American, you know, Native Americans,
TikTok
and
here.
You, you know, Filipinos, and all you other people, man. Can't get you off that couch and into a job.
Gimme, gimme, gimme all the time.
It doesn't want things for free. It works hard.
Who doesn't want things for free? Who does he think he's talking about? Everybody wants things for free.
Yeah.
I'd love to have things for free.
Yeah, what if Mario was like, well, just FYI, if you got anything, you know, don't be so presumptuous.
Yeah,
my
give
God.
It to me. All right, what else is going on in that news?
Well, latest Dancing with the Stars casualty Cloris Leachman appeared on Good Morning America today to discuss her dismal dismissal from the popular dance show. Oh.
Wow.
But Cloris could not get past the fact that she was up that early, and the interview soon derailed.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Cloris Leachman. Yeah,
latest casualty.
A little goofy.
Yeah.
Good morning to you both. Cloris, how are you?
This is outrageous.
So you're protesting. Do you want a recount?
What? How could we wake up so early in the morning?
Oh, we understand the semi-hysteria of waking up at these hours out there.
You're giddy.
All right.
Definitely. 3 o'clock in the morning.
It's 3 o'clock.
We're having a great time. They don't need a...
I hope nobody asks me.
Yeah. But Courtney,
don't ask me how I feel.
Jesus. She should do... Is that Drinking with the Stars?
Well... No, I think it's just early, and she's a comic.
Wow.
She's a comedian. Now, do you think that Paula Abdul and Cloris Leachman should take that act on the road when they do closed-circuit junkets?
You know, I heard that that Randy Jackson and Paula Abdul are really pissed about not making as much money as Simon.
It was going to happen eventually.
I know that Paula Abdul makes between, I think, like $4 and $8 million a year.
Oh, is that all?
And I think Randy Jackson makes between $1 and $3 million a year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
what about Mr. Cowell?
Your boy Simon Cowell makes $45 million a year. But he produces the show. It's his show.
Oh, so it's not just because he's the most popular host. He's like the creator.
He owns the show, I believe.
Well, because didn't he take it from Britain when it was...
Yeah. He owns a lot of crap. That guy makes probably about $150, $200 million a year.
Pop idol. Yeah.
Yeah, making a lot of money that day.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. Cloris. So, Cloris, I love the beginning of this.
Good morning to you both. Cloris, how are you?
You know who she kind of sounds like?
No.
That 911 dispatcher.
Oh, yeah.
Blub, blub.
All right, so Cloris Leachman.
Yeah.
All right, what else is going on in the news there?
Well, in pop news, for those of you who have been waiting for a Jackson family reunion, you're going to have to wait a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson's publicist reveals exclusively to PerezHilton.com that the singer is not, I repeat, is not getting back together with his brothers, and there will be no concerts next year.
Aww.
MJ's publicist, in response to the rumors, begun by Jermaine Jackson, by the way, regarding Michael's participation in a Jackson Five reunion, has issued the following statement from Michael Jackson to PerezHilton.com. Here we go.
All right.
My brothers and sisters have my full love and support, and we've certainly shared many great experiences, but at this time I have no plans to record or go on tour with them. I am now in the studio developing new and exciting projects that I look forward to sharing with my fans in concert soon, aka by myself.
All right.
Yeah, so I know.
It's too bad, man. I'd like to have seen that.
I feel like Arsenio was kind of banking on that, too.
Yeah.
You go, dog.
I had plans to see that with Arsenio.
That would have been a cute little date for you
guys.
Yeah,
I'd have enjoyed it. Ah, damn it, man. Nothing ever works out. All right, what else is going on with the news?
Well, finally, Girls Gone Wild creator Joe Francis appeared on the Tyra Banks show today. And much to Tyra's surprise, Francis wasted no time in comparing his struggle in prison when he was brought up on charges of child abuse and prostitution with the struggle of Nelson Mandela in South Africa.
Jesus Christ.
I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah.
I couldn't sit there and say to myself, oh, well, I shouldn't have done that. Because the one thing I did do is stand up for what's right. You know, like, you know, Mandela sat in prison because he stood up for what was right, you know, against apartheid.
But can you compare apartheid to
myself.
Girls going, woo! You know what? Mandela would want to cuss you out right now with you saying that.
No, look, I made a constitution. I stood up for our First Amendment rights. I could never be Nelson Mandela as much as I idolized and aspire to be that in my life. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's the most incredible human being that's ever lived. You know, one of... But look, you know, why did, you know, I hate to reference John McCain, but why was he in prison? These people were political prisoners because they stood up against,
I find it so interesting that you're comparing yourself to these
I'm
these
not
politicians.
Comparing myself to the people. I'm comparing myself to the circumstances of their incarceration. Wasn't because they committed a crime. It was because they were incarcerated because they stood up.
Oh, God.
How awkward for him.
John McCain, yeah. Being shot down over Vietnam and hiring, you know, girls that are probably or you know allegedly underage to be in a DVD.
Yeah, and I hope you're not too hard on Joe because you do know that when this happened, they confiscated his jet.
Oh, they did.
So I really think you're being unfair.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah, I actually worked with Joe Francis on a DVD. He came to us when I was working with Doug Steckler. And he said, hey, he goes, we want to put together a DVD or CD of the best stuff you guys have done on radio.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And I said, Joe, I said, it ain't going to sell. He goes, no, we're going to put some money into it and put together a you know decent DVD and see if it works. And I said, Joe, it ain't going to sell. I mean, I'll do it if you want, but this is a bust, man. And I have the CD right here. I haven't heard it in a while. But there's actually some funny stuff on here. And most of it is from Steckler, like track 11. On here, this is the zoo tour. This is when the LA Zoo was going through a couple problems because their animals were dying and tired, and nobody was showing up at the zoo, and they were always under protest. And this is Steckler giving a tour as a tour guide at the LA Zoo.
Welcome to the LA Zoo. In order to keep yourself healthy and keep our civil litigation to a minimum, please stay on the paved pathways and do not attempt any exploring or human-style hijinks on your own. On your left, we have the elephants. You can tell they're Indian elephants by the size of their ears. You can tell they're infected with TB by the size of the yellow phlegm hanging from their trunk. If they sneeze, duck and cover. Tuberculosis pachydermis can unfortunately be transmitted to humans. On the right, pink flamingos don't get close. Their beaks are humming with killer bacteria. They're a filthy, filthy bird and one of the handful of our feathered friends who will bite you out of pure spite. On your left, you can view our chimpanzee exhibit and the memorial to Jamal, who died while trying to heighten his masturbatory pleasure by self-strangulation, which sadly went dangerously awry. Please don't touch where the chimps have touched. These playful African creatures are veritable petri dishes for every hemorrhagic disease known to man. You catch Ebola from one of these cuties, your body will turn to soup before you get to the parking lot. Also, please watch where you put your feet. Due to budget cutbacks, we've given out our last tetanus shot. As we conclude our tour, please hold your breath until we clear the tunnel past the large feline. Besides leukemia, you can contract polio, pink eye, scarlet fever, trench mouth, jock rot, malaria, and a couple varieties of leprosy. Before leaving the park, why not stop by the food court for a refreshing beverage and or a snack? Best to avoid the corn dog and other dog-related products, as there's a 50-50 chance of E. coli or salmonella. Thanks for choosing the LA Zoo. We know you have a choice of several zoological gardens, and we appreciate you spending your recreational animal dollar with us.
I miss that, man. I also miss the opening. We used to open the show like this when Steckler was here. This is the rant that Steckler used to open the show with. It's great.
All liberals, lefties, crypto-communists, all those who embrace the aggressively ignorant, the irresponsible, the heathen recidivist toxic criminals that are a cancer on society are hereby damned and declared excommunicate from this society and are forever cut off from all privilege heretofore enjoyed. So shall it be written. So shall it be done.
Wow.
I miss that, man. And nobody had a grasp of the English language like that.
You know, it really sets up a much more different mood than Studs did.
Get your freaking act together here!
That's why my favorite track in this thing was Doug going off on the engineers.
Ah, yes.
Okay. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen, can we frigging fix this? God damn, am I getting tired of this? We can, you know, Get your frigging act together here! Chris, Richard, you frigging tons of fun! You with the frigging Pete Rose hairdo! Get your engineering asses in here and lock this off! I'm not doing this anymore!
Steckler
you
is leaving!
You sons of bitches! You frigging sons of bitches! Fix this frigging booth, or I'm going to kick your ass all the way to China.
Wow.
God
to start
damn
off, huh?
You mother effing sons of bitches.
Keep long, little doggies. I'll take the coffee. Oh, no, no, no. Steckler's leaving now. He's leaving the booth.
Get it done.
He's not.
Oh, my God.
That's so classic. I remember sitting there going, uh-oh, somebody's going to catch it in the hallway.
Tim, were you ever afraid during one of the rants,
no,
or you were always entertained?
He never directed it towards me. He was always, you know, usually it's somebody else. Maybe indirectly it was towards me. But it was always very entertaining. That one, I believe, caught him a couple days at home. Because I believe he went out and blasted away at somebody else in either sales or in production. Yeah.
Dare I ask who Tons of Fun was?
It was one of the engineers, one of the guys that used to troll in there and fix stuff. Oh. I think he's dead now.
Oh.
I think he died. Oh. Anyway, so there's a nice light finish to all this. All right, anything else going on in the news there, Gina?
That's what's going on, Tim.
All right, the news with Gina Grad, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
Song, shut up.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you, well, that.
All right, we're going to take a break and then come back with a very, very popular CPA that's going to tell you what your taxes are going to do under Obama and or under McCain. Under Obama or under McCain, whoever wins on Tuesday. And the election, although some say it's tight, I don't think it is. I think it's going to be Obama. But whoever wins on Tuesday, your taxes are going to change. And we'll tell you, or Michael will tell you here in a second, how it's going to affect you. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We are live on 97.1 FM Talk. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And we're always trying to bring you the latest information, how to save your money, how to keep more of your money in your pocket. And nobody knows better how to do that than my good friend Michael Rosbrook. Nice to see you, man.
Hey, Timmy, how you doing?
Excellent. CPA, I think I accidentally called you a lawyer once, and I apologize.
That's okay. I feel like a lawyer sometimes.
but a great CPA who can save people. You know, you can save their lives if they're running into tax trouble. And you know more about the tax codes than I think anybody I know.
Thank you.
And they change every year?
Oh, yeah, there's always changes. Okay. There's always changes. But this year, election year, it's big time change.
Yeah.
Big time.
Now, what are you going to do with your office when it comes to either Obama or McCain? You going to make some changes around the office?
Yeah, we were thinking that if Obama got elected, this is some of the things we would put into place.
Sure.
Number one, and I hope none of my employees are listening, but number one, all salespeople will be pulling their commissions into a common pool that will be divided equally between all of them.
Oh, good.
Yeah, this will serve as a way to give those who are underachieving a fair shake.
Right.
And I have plenty of them. All hourly employees will be pulling their wages, including overtime, into a common pool, dividing it equally amongst themselves.
Perfect.
Yeah, and this will help them who are too busy for overtime to reap the rewards from those who have more spare time and work extra hours.
Exactly. So if somebody leaves early, to watch their kids play soccer or just because they're, you know, too hungover and they can't come in, they get the same amount of money as everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, that's
perfect.
That's what we're hearing. All top management will now be referred to as the government. We will not participate in this pooling experience because the law doesn't apply to us.
Right, I see. Perfect.
The government will give eloquent speeches to all employees every week, encouraging its workers to continue to work hard for the good of the all.
That is great. Congratulations. Now, who do you think? You'd think it's going to be Obama, right? I guess everybody does, right?
Well, yeah. Obama's running he's running a very smart campaign. He's got a well-oiled machine.
And McCain's running a terrible campaign.
McCain could do better.
Yeah.
McCain could
All right, now, if Obama gets in there, I've heard 300,000 is the magic number. I heard it was 250. I heard it was 2. I heard it was 150. I heard the other day it was 140?
Yeah, Biden said 140.
140. What is the number on if you earn X amount of dollars, you're going to pay less taxes?
Less taxes?
Yeah.
You probably got to be under $112,000.
$112,000. All right, now, is there a way? Let's say somebody, one of our listeners, earns $150,000, and they want to get into the $112,000 bracket without telling their employer, you know, just shave $38,000 off my salary. Is there a way to do it? Like they can pay their wives some of the salary?
They can, but under Obama's plan, there's also going to be a raise in the FICA and Medicare tax.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, so the employer actually is not only going to be paying, you see, most small businesses in this country, the $250,000 small businesses,
right,
are LLCs and S corporations. So those items, that income flows through to their personal return.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So when he says he's going to be taxing people that are making $250,000 or more, these aren't real big businesses. These are mom and pops or people that have, you know, a few employees that are grossing $250,000
bucks. Right. Now, what about the people that pay no taxes? People earn, you know, like, I think it's, what, $23,000 a year? Where do you pay no taxes?
Well, you pay no taxes. You got to add what your personal exemption is and the standard deduction. I think it's about $9,000 or $10,000.
All right. So
if you have children, if you have dependents and children, yeah, it could get up to $23,000.
All right. $23,000, you pay no taxes. Most people pay no taxes at $23,000.
Correct.
And that seems right, because who the hell can get by with a wife and two kids at $23,000?
Yeah,
and what are you doing with your life? You got two kids, you got $23,000 coming in.
Right.
But let's say if somebody pays no taxes, would they then get a check?
Yeah.
They get money.
Well,
they pay no taxes and then they also get money?
Yeah, they're going to get a refund or a rebate check. That's
for how much, do you know?
I don't know. I would imagine it's probably going to be between $2,500 and $5,000 a household.
Is that right?
Under Obama's plan, yeah.
And where does that money come from?
That money's going to come from the people who are making over $250,000.
Right. So that, in the strictest definition of the term, that is redistributing wealth.
That's what it is. I call it the Robin Hood theory.
Okay. All right. If you have a question for Michael Rosbrook, perhaps you're behind in your taxes, but more specifically, if you want to know how Obama or McCain is going to affect your income and your taxes over the next 4 years, Michael Rosbrook is a professional. He's a CPA.
Licensed in Maryland.
Look at that. And how long have you been a CPA?
Since 1987.
Wow. All right. So 1987, man. 21 years of knowledge in that cranium of yours. 21 years. Look,
yeah, before that, I was a dishwasher.
All right. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, we don't have an audience that can really break down, very complex tax analysis of everything. We have sort of like a beer drinking audience. People love to go out maybe to like strip clubs and stuff like that. Could you break it down for the layperson?
Yes, I can.
On how your tax is going to be affected?
Yeah. Suppose that every day 10 men go out for beer and the bill for all 10 come to $100.
All right.
If they paid the bill the way we pay our taxes, it would go something like this. The first 4 men, the poorest, would pay nothing. The fifth pays $1. The sixth pays $3. The seventh would pay $7. The eighth, $12. The ninth, $18. And the tenth man, the richest man, pays $59.
Wow. Okay? Look at that. Right, so the first four drink for free.
The first four drink for free.
Right.
Now, what if the bar owner says, you know what, guys? I'm going to cut the bar tab from $100 to $80.
Okay, that's what Obama might do.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, so the group still wanted to pay their bill the way they paid their taxes, so the first four men were unaffected. They would still drink for free. But what about the other six men? The paying customers, how could they divide the $20 windfall so that everyone would get his fair share? Well, they realized that the $20 divided by six is $3.33.
Right.
But if they subtracted that from everyone's share, then the fifth and sixth man would each end up being paid to drink their beer. So the bar owner suggests that it would be fair to reduce each man's bill by roughly the same amount, and he proceeded to work out the amounts each should pay.
Right.
So the fifth man now, like the fourth, pays nothing.
All right, so half of them are drinking for free.
Now. Half of them now are drinking for free when they lowered the bill to
$80.
To $80.
Right.
The sixth paid $2 instead of $3, a 33% savings.
Right.
The seventh now paid $5 instead of $7. The eighth person paid $9 instead of $12. The ninth guy is pretty drunk by now. He paid $14 instead of $18. And the tenth guy paid $49 instead of $59.
So everybody saved some money.
Yeah. However, each of the six was better off than before.
Right.
Okay, and the first four continued to drink for free, but once outside the restaurant, the men began to compare their savings. And one guy says, hey, I only got a dollar out of the $20, and that was the sixth guy.
Right.
Okay, the other guy pointed to, the sixth guy pointed to the tenth man and said, hey, you got $10 off your bill. Yeah, that's right. That's true, shouted the seventh man. Why should he get $10 when I only got $2?
Right.
The wealthy get all the breaks around here. Wait a minute, yelled the first four men in unison. We didn't get anything at all. The system exploits the poor.
Jesus.
Be a man!
All right, let's talk to Andrew in West L.A. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. Michael Rosberg's with us. How are you?
Hi, Mr. Rosberg. How are you doing, Tim?
Good.
Good.
Good. Yeah, I heard you saying word that the additional tax, the tax money that the lower half is going to pay. You're talking about the redistribution of wealth,
right.
Okay? And that's what caught me. It jabbed me because, you know, that's a step away from socialism.
Well, I don't think it's a step away. I think it is.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, if you take somebody who doesn't pay taxes and then they get a rebate up and above that, then they're getting paid every year. They don't pay taxes and they get money.
Right.
And that money comes from the wealthy.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, it's not, in the strictest definition of the term socialism, it's not anywhere near it. It's just, it's sort of like creeping towards it in if you take the money from the wealthy and just give it to the poor. Now, if you take it from the wealthy, and you build schools, you pave the roads, whatever, then that's what this country has done for, you know, years and years and years. But if you just take it and give it to somebody else. Now, see, this is why I don't think that the Obama plan, and again, when he slipped up and he said to Joe the plumber that I like to redistribute the wealth, I think he would love to have taken that back.
Yeah,
that's
well,
really
he should have explained it a little better, but the problem is the only way he could explain it is redistributing the wealth.
Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, specifically, Obama wants to raise taxes on income, capital gains, and dividends for families earning more than $250,000 a year.
Right.
Okay, under his plan, the top two marginal tax rates will go from 33 to 36% and then from 35 to almost 40%, while both the capital gains tax and the dividend tax will rise from 15, where it is now, to 20%. Under the plan, the extra revenues generated by these tax increases will be redistributed to lower and middle income people through a hodgepodge of refundable tax credits. In the meantime, these soak the rich tax rates will do widespread economic harm.
You think they will?
Absolutely.
Now, so if that happens, how many people you got working for you out there?
Almost 50.
50 people. And if this happens, you're going to be directly affected by it.
Absolutely. I mean, my employment taxes, my FICA and Medicare are going to go up. I may have to lay off one or two people to make up the difference.
Is that right?
How is it going to create jobs?
Right. Yeah, that's true. Now, when you have the FICA, the tax, or the so, what, it's not the FICA tax, but I pay Social Security tax. Every year, and it cuts off at a certain point.
Yes.
I don't know what it was this year. I think it was 100.
It's 97, or it could be 100.
$97,000. They want that, they want to extend that and have no cutoff?
No, they want to, yes, they want to do two things. They want to extend it, but increase it from, 7.53%. If you add it together, it's 15%, because your employer is matching
it. Right. And so they want to increase that to what, 20%?
They want to increase it by a few percentage points.
Now, when Obama says he wants to increase the taxes on capital gains, does that mean when you sell stock?
Yeah, on investments. I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing in the world, because that's the money people take when they sell stocks or rental real estate or any kind of appreciable asset that they hold as an investment for appreciation. They usually invest it in other assets. They
right.
usually buy other assets for, you know, for more money and invest it and create jobs. If he raises that rate, more of that's going to go to the government.
Yeah, but isn't that taxing money twice? I mean, you know, you earn, for instance, you earn money and you're taxed on that money. Then you invest it and, you know, you make a couple
sure,
of bucks.
Sure, if you invest after tax money, you're paying twice when you sell that asset.
Like, I never understood this, and I'm glad you're here, because I'd like to get to the bottom of this. But let's say I buy a car. Let's say I buy a BMW for $30,000, right? And after a year, I can't stand it. I don't know why, because BMW's a great car. But, you know, I didn't like the color or something. And I wanted to sell it to somebody else. That person who buys it has to pay taxes on it again.
Sales tax.
Sales tax. But so the sales tax continues.
The sales tax, that's a whole nother hour discussion.
But I can't understand how that's not a double taxation.
Well, it is, but that's the franchise tax board, or the state board of equalization, with regard
right.
to sales tax. Remember, too, in my opinion, buying a car is buying a depreciating asset.
Right. So you lease your cars.
Yes.
Yeah, I do the same thing. Now, if you move to Oregon, where there's no sales tax, you get away with that. You know, you don't pay any tax up there.
Correct. There's a lot of people who purchase items in non-sales taxable states and bring them into California. However,
they nail you for that, right?
Yeah, because now you've got to pay what's called the use tax.
Oh, man.
Which is the same rate as the sales tax.
All right, Lynn in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. You're on with Michael Rosberg. How are you?
Yeah, I was just concerned because I have two brothers. One is a pharmacist and he makes $250,000. Of course, he could just cut back some. But, you know, this is a man who's worked really, really hard.
How much does he make a year?
He makes $250,000.
$250,000? Okay.
And he works like two jobs.
Right. And okay. All right, well, what do you think is going to happen to this guy who earns $250,000?
Well, number one is he may lose one of the jobs. And number two is, tell him to vote for McCain.
Well, he's so crazy, this one thinks so, Obama, but he never votes anyway.
He should vote.
All right.
The other one, you know, of course, is a McCain lover, but he has a construction company, and I'm just concerned what's going to happen, because he makes like $300,000.
Hmm.
And well, I heard they're going to really tax him.
Yeah, $300,000 is going to be rough. They can't escape a higher tax at $300,000.
No, at $300,000, you're paying a third.
Now, are they going to take the tax rate back to Reagan or Clinton or George Bush the first? Where is it going to go back to?
It's going to go back. It's going to be a blend. I mean, Bush decreased taxes in 2001, and he did it again in 2003.
Right.
Okay. In the 2003 law, there's a lot of provisions that expire next year.
Now, here's something I heard on the radio, and I can't remember what show I was listening to where I heard this, but Ireland used to have the highest tax rate in all of Europe. Their corporate tax rate was 48%. And they slashed that about, I think it was in the year 2000, and they slashed it to 12 or 13%. And since then, the economy has boomed. And nobody can explain that. On the left, when it comes to if you lower taxes, the economy goes through the roof.
Yeah, because they're taking the money and they're buying consumer products.
Yeah,
you buy products, people got to manufacture them. You got to put people to work.
All right, Michael Rosberg is with us, folks. You have a question about your taxes? 520-9710. What happens under McCain? What happens under Obama? And we are live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Man.
back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Michael Rosberg is with us from Tax Resolution Services out in the Valley. And if you're behind in your taxes, that's the only game, man. The only place to call is at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS. All right, now we're talking about the tax situation. If Obama gets in or McCain gets in there, and a lot of people have questions about it because nobody really understands it. And I think the reason they don't understand it, because we're getting all these figures from Obama and McCain, or I'm sorry, Obama and Biden on 300,000, 250, 140, 150. Nobody knows what it is. Why don't they know what the number is?
Because they haven't, they know that they can't cut taxes in this economy.
But they won't raise them in this economy, right? I mean, just initially?
No, they won't raise them. They won't raise them. There'll be a third round of stimulus checks.
Right.
We've had two rounds. There's got to be a third round.
Yeah,
that's what I predict.
Now, I didn't get anything with the stimulus checks.
Well, that's because you owe money to me.
Let's talk to Diana in Seal Beach on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi. Hey. You know, I'm very nervous about calling, so please bear with me. But, you know, I'm not a rich person, but my husband and his salary goes up and down.
Right.
But like last year, he made $439 taxable income.
Wow.
Well, okay. Okay, well, just wait. So we live in California, and we pay, I think our state tax was
$39,000. Okay.
The federal was $135,000.
Mm-hmm. You got property tax.
Okay, property tax. Right. And I don't live in a big, huge house.
Right.
I mean, you know, our property tax is like $6,000.
All right.
What else? Medicare was $6,000. Social Security, I think the top is, I don't know.
Yeah, you maxed at the top.
But. Sure. Okay. So I guess what my point is, I live in California.
You're in the 50% tax rate when you take everything into account.
Right. So, is it ever going to get better? I mean, we haven't always made this much money, you know?
No, I think you're right. And I heard also that California, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong here, has the highest state tax, the highest business tax.
Yes.
And L.A. has the highest sales tax?
California is one of the top five most business-unfriendly states in the country.
And listen, no one is going to feel sorry for me.
Correct.
Right?
You're absolutely right.
Except that we pay a lot in taxes, and really in our
your taxes are going to go up.
Yeah.
If Obama gets in there, $439,000.
Right. But what McCain proposes to do is to lock in the Bush tax rates of 2003, and slash corporate tax rates for the short term. He proposes to cut the capital gains tax in half for a 2-year period from 15% to 7.5%.
That's good. That's good for the stock market.
A stimulus measure that would spark an immediate boost in stocks. That doesn't help your situation out.
Right.
But yes, you're going to be paying more taxes.
Let's talk to Marshall in Northridge. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, Tim. Hi, guys.
Hey.
You know what? Two things. First of all, the thing you did about the 10 guys drinking beer was so funny. You should put it on a recording and have it sell it for profit. It's so good. The second thing is I'm one of those four that don't pay for the beer, but I want to be paid for drinking the beer.
You're soon going to get paid to drink, man.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. All right. Let's talk to Mark in Northridge. A quick question. What's up with you?
Hey, Tim. Hey, Michael.
Hey.
You know, I have my own business. Right now it's a sole proprietorship, and I'm looking at going incorporated, and I wanted to get your advice on whether I should do an S-Corp or a C-Corp.
What's the difference between an S-Corp and C-Corp?
C-Corp, if you're not careful, you're going to be taxed twice on your income.
So go S-Corp?
You got to go, yeah, you should probably go S-Corp.
And what's the advantage of incorporating?
Well, the biggest advantage is to limit your liability. In other words, let's say you selling a product,
right?
And let's say it's an edible product, and someone eats it and gets sick or gets poisoned, they can go after the corporation and not you personally.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it's limited liability, except the IRS, they're a very special creditor.
They can go after everybody.
They can pierce the corporate veil on payroll taxes.
All right. Now, real quickly, because I know you got to get back to the office and work on all these tax plans. What is the guy that's come to you that owed the most money in taxes?
The guy who owed the
without,
most...
Without naming his name.
Yes, Mr. Yeah. he owed about $6.7 million.
Is that right?
Christ.
And what did you work out a deal for him?
Yeah, we actually worked well. What we did was he was in what's called the non-master file computer. It was an old payroll tax debt, and the IRS has 10 years from the date that they assessed the payroll tax against the individual to collect on it.
Right. So he owed $6.7 million.
Right, and they put him in an uncollectible status for a few years.
Right.
And kind of forgot about him.
Wow.
He was getting some notices when he came to us, but I could tell by the notice that it was coming from what's called a reminder computer. They were really non-notices.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what did he end up paying?
He waited out the 10-year statute and paid zero.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, man. Well, that's what you can do for people, you know?
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that by analyzing their records of account and IRS transcripts, if you have old payroll tax debt or income tax debt, it's very likely that it's ineffective or invalid if 10 years have gone by. However, the burden of proof is on the taxpayer to prove to the IRS that the debt is 10 years old.
Right. What do you think about these guys that say that, you know, income tax is not real? You know, these guys that, that say it's illegal to collect income tax.
Britney Spears is not real. I mean, they're crazy. They're tax protesters. And by the way, we don't...
you don't deal with them.
We don't deal with them.
All right. All right. Call Michael Rosbrook if you owe $10,000 or more in taxes. That's like the magic number, right?
It's the magic number because it doesn't make sense economically right. For the client to retain us.
I see. Okay. All right. Michael Rosbrook, he is out on Balboa and Victory. Tax Resolution Services, 866-IRS-PROBLEMS. That's 866-IRS-PROBLEMS. And if you feel sort of uncomfortable calling or stopping by there, I live 2 miles from there. I'll meet you there, and I'll introduce you to Michael Rosbrook personally. So call me or call Michael Rosbrook. And we'll meet there and grab a sandwich and try to put you back in shape. All right, thanks for coming by, buddy.
Hey, Tim, my pleasure.
Yeah, and I can't tell you which jokes Michael told me on the air, but I've got some of my best material from this guy, man, sitting out there at lunch in Encino.
Well, dealing with the IRS, if you don't have a sense of humor, you're going to dig an early grave.
Yeah. Yes, 866-IRS-PROBLEMS. Thanks for coming by. We'll see you next couple
Thank
weeks
you,
or so. Love talking to this dude. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. When we come back, Dr. Sophie is with us, a psychiatrist. She's going to help you through all the depression of who wins, Obama, McCain? 50% of you are going to be depressed out there. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.